1. Development of Adjusters. There must be a comprehensive and elaborate plan for the training and development of virgin adjusters before they are sent forth from Divinington, but we really do not know very much about it. There undoubtedly also exists an extensive system for retraining adjusters of indwelling experience before they embark upon new missions of mortal association, but again, we do not actually know. I have been told by personalized adjusters that every time a monitor indwelt mortal fails of survival, when the adjuster returns to Divinington, an extended course of training is engaged in. This additional training is made possible by the experience of having indwelt a human being, and it is always imparted before the adjuster is remanded to the evolutionary worlds of time. Actual living experience has no cosmic substitute. The perfection of the divinity of a newly formed thought adjuster does not in any manner endow this mystery monitor with experienced ministrative ability. Experience is inseparable from a living existence. It is the one thing which no amount of divine endowment can absolve you from the necessity of securing by actual living. Therefore, in common with all beings living and functioning within the present sphere of the Supreme, thought adjusters must acquire experience. They must evolve from the lower, inexperienced, to the higher, more experienced groups. Adjusters pass through a definite developmental career in the mortal mind. They achieve a reality of attainment which is eternally theirs. They progressively acquire adjuster skill and ability as a result of any and all contacts with the material races, regardless of the survival or non-survival of their particular mortal subjects. They are also equal partners of the human mind in fostering the evolution of the immortal soul of survival capacity. The first stage of adjuster evolution is attained in fusion with the surviving soul of a mortal being. Thus, while you are in nature evolving inward and upward from man to God, the adjusters are in nature evolving outward and downward from God to man. And so will the final product of this union of divinity and humanity eternally be the Son of Man and the Son of God.